Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The League of Minnesota Cities Insurance completed their investigation into the cause of the fire, saying that there doesn't appear to be a clear-cut cause. Says Public Works Director Dave Bennett regarding the recent fire at Northfield's Biosolids building. He sent a notice to media saying that no mechanical or electrical issues were found and no negligence on behalf of the city. Pictures show melting of the equipment, in particular the pasteurization vessel and belt. A study of the wastewater treatment plant conducted in August of 2015 by Bolton and Menk showed that the biosolids plant in particular was below standard for storage capacity, and they suggested increasing it by last year. The report also states that the lime pasteurization was in need of repairs to motors, conveyors, heating elements, and controls. I have a link to the full report on KYMNradio.net. Additionally, Bennett writes, the League has indicated that most of all costs associated with the fire will be covered. The League has begun advancing money to the city to pay for the costs being incurred. Contractors continue to haul sludge daily to other facilities for processing. In last week's council meeting, Administrator Martig indicated that Northfield's insurance premiums will rise as a result of the multi-million dollar fire. Bennett said they anticipate receiving a full report from the League in the next couple of weeks. Once received, he writes, staff will include it in a more updated presentation to council in July. That facility and equipment was scheduled for an upgrade in 2021. A Northfield man is charged with fifth-degree drug possession, third-degree DWI, and open bottle. 31-year-old Carlos Vasquez offered cocaine to an employee in the drive-through window of McDonald's on Saturday night. When the Northfield officer arrived to the scene, according to the criminal complaint, Vasquez was at the second window yelling at the employee. As the officer approached the driver's window, he could smell alcohol. Other officers arrived on scene. Vasquez blew a .18, over twice the legal limit. There was an open can of beer in the console, half gone, and officers found a small amount of cocaine in his wallet. Vasquez had driven into the drive-thru after they closed and refused to leave. Finally, the 17-year-old girl gave him an ice cream. He then made suggestions to the young girl. He harassed two other female employees. His initial court appearance is June 21st. And previous use of force police training has been scrutinized recently. Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn said,
in Rice County, we've been doing things really well here. We've been doing the reality-based training. We've been doing de-escalation training for a long time. And now that stuff is becoming mandatory starting this year.
Dunn's department has been sharing the training with other agencies, and he sat on a board discussing what that training should look like. The state is supposed to reimburse law enforcement agencies for officer training.
We've been getting reimbursed like 25% of our training costs. And, you know, they say it should be at 100%, but that money's not there.
While legislators recently came up with some more money, it's not enough. Training, he says, is huge.
If you have well-trained officers and well-equipped officers that are doing a good job, you know, you're going to be able to provide better services at a lower risk.
Dunn said the biggest thing is communication to control the outcome. News from around the state is next.